Hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show starts now.
The G.I. Jake Show starts now, and of course, you know, we talk about uniforms to end the last segment, and all of a sudden, Houston decides they're going to release what their uniforms look like. Literally not even 2 minutes ago, they released the video with the pictures, and I'll tell you what, if I play for the Houston Texans, I want to be traded. That's what I think of these uniforms. I would not want to be caught dead wearing any of that. Those are awful. Those are absolutely terrible. Marcus, what am I even looking at here? This is disgusting. Add it to the list, Jack. How many things have we had added to the list today?
Today it's been three now, yeah.
Goodness. Marcus, what am I looking at? Like, they were supposed to do a Houston blue, basically copying the Oilers blue. And it looks awful. Is that... like, am I looking at navy or am I looking at black on that? Because to me, it looks like they've done two navy uniforms. Like, that's how dark the navy is. Like, it's almost...
that's a great point. I have no idea what that color is.
Like, Brett, can you tell? Am I looking at black or am I looking at navy?
It's like a dark navy.
I need to...
I think that's navy.
Pull it up.
This is stupid. Like, it looks like someone did a really bad throwback... or like a faux back, I guess I should say. Kind of like the Vols did with the Condridge era uniforms this past year. This just looks absolutely terrible.
So which one you don't like? The blue or whatever it is?
The Houston blue. The one with the baby blue outline on the numbers.
That one on the right?
Yes, that looks awful.
That looks like a CFL team.
Or an arena football team.
Is that the only one you don't like? You like what they did with the rest of them?
No, they all look awful.
The white one looks like those Falcons jerseys that are super boring.
They're just ugly.
And then the red on red.
The logo on the red helmet, I'm not sure what's going on with that.
They went with a chrome helmet on it. It does not look good. Speaking of arena football, did you know that the Nashville Cats are back?
No. You a big fan?
Well, I might watch, to be honest with you. Like, go to their Twitter right now. At Nashville Cats FB. Mm-hmm. And look at their uniform that they have. That looks better than what the Houston Texans have put out.
Not seeing them just yet.
It should be like their cover photo that looks pretty good. So
those are all right.
Those actually look good. Like, that's probably what the Chargers should do with theirs. Nice clean look. That's what they should do. I don't know. I'm a big uniform guy. Always have been. And just seeing some of the monstrosities that have come out. Marcus, I can't wait for Mark the Tape with Marcus Young. I cannot wait for your full, unfiltered, unscripted opinion of all of these uniforms that have been dropped so far. Can't wait, man.
It's going to be something.
I figured they'd wait till after the draft, but I don't know.
Why?
It seems like they should be focused on that than what their uniforms look like.
I wouldn't sign a contract.
If these are your new uniforms, don't you want the guys to carry the correct jersey?
Yeah, but you would think, like, if you had the one pick, the Bears or whoever, like, you would want your first-round draft pick to be sporting, showing off your new kit.
Right.
Right?
So you'd want to get it done before the draft.
Or during. I don't know. Like, when they walk up on stage, like,
that's,
you know,
they
hold
them to be revealed?
Yeah, absolutely,
no.
Yeah.
No, because you're trying...
that's actually not a bad idea.
You're trying to get... no, because you want your fans to buy the jerseys now so that they're sporting it when they're on the... like, why would you want people sporting old jerseys on national TV?
You wouldn't.
Yeah, they want to sell it now. I was just on the Broncos Instagram.
Well, they've only got five out. Like, I don't know.
I was just on the Broncos Instagram, and you can already buy their jerseys now, so... like, it's all marketing. It's all about money.
That's what it is, man. I mean, it's been that way.
Yeah, but you want to know who you draft, because then you want to maybe buy his jersey, right?
Yeah, but they're going.
I mean, the Bears are the only ones that know who's going to go number one. That's the only pick we know of right now.
You're still.
Well, I mean, take this into account, guys. You know, when Tennessee made the switch from Adidas to Nike, what was one of the things that they had to do? They had to change the numbers. Why? Because you could sell more jerseys that way.
Well, and aren't we switching jerseys again? Is Jordan Brand coming on board or something?
That was rumored, and we saw pictures. I mean, I showed you all the pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, I'm not opposed to it at all. I want it to happen. I'm a big Jordan Brand guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe if we switch to the Jordan Brand, they'll go back to the full block numbers. That way I'll actually go buy a Jordan jersey. Because otherwise, I'm only paying to have a different logo on my jersey. That's probably why Nike changed the font of the number to begin with. Is because they had to sell jerseys. And it's like, well, if we keep it the same, that's the only thing different between our jersey and Adidas is the fact that we have a check, they have three stripes.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been the only difference, and now all of a sudden our practice uniforms look better than our game uniforms, if you if you know what I'm talking about. Nice black outline on the orange numbers. Looks really crisp.
Right.
But something else that I wanted to bring up, and, you know, we're going to debate this for a little bit until we get to mark the tape. Does everyone remember, like, all of the criticism that LaVar Ball got for supporting his kids, essentially?
Yeah,
was he annoying with it? Yes. But the thing is, you know, he's saying all three of my guys, all three of my kids are going to make it in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
He was right about two of them. He said all of them are going to be one and done. Well, Lonzo was one and done. Jello was forced to be one and done. And then LaMelo played 1 year in Australia and then goes to the league. So he was right about two of them. LaVar Ball just wanted the best for his kids.
Right.
He wanted them all to play for the Lakers. Why? That was their team. That was their team growing up.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted them to be the best.
Nothing wrong with that.
But everyone criticized him for it.
Well, his expectations were a little bit too high for them. I know you expect a high – I mean, saying my son's going to have his name in the rafter, jersey in the rafters next to Magic and, you know, Kareem and all those and bringing championships to L.A., you know, those are just way too lofty.
They were. But – LeBron James, look at how he's handling the situation with Bronny right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, my son's only going to go somewhere where he's going to be a starter and a leader for his team.
Yeah, I mean,
what's the difference between what he's doing and what LaVar Ball is doing? Because Lonzo was a better college player than what Bronny is. LaMelo would have been a better college player than what Bronny is. If you were to compare him to somebody, it'd have to be Jello. Now, Jello's got a few inches on him. I think Jello's about 6'7". Bronny's only about 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're not even talking about Bryce, LeBron's second son,
mm-hmm.
who's probably better than Bronny.
I think Bronny just – he got a raw deal. He obviously had the very traumatic thing that happened this summer.
Right.
I think has held back his – I mean, I see him going back to college. I don't – I mean, I can't imagine him being drafted, whether your dad's LeBron or not.
He's not going to get drafted this year.
See, but what if, because I think this is LeBron's last year on his deal, if the team drafts Bronny, that could be a way of negotiating LeBron to come to that team also, just to pair up father and son. So if you're a team trying to get LeBron James, do you draft Bronny just for that reason?
I mean, I feel like that's a waste of money, because if you draft him in the first round, you have to pay him for 2 years. It's a 4-year contract, but the last 2 years are team options. Like, they don't have to pick up the last 2 years of the contract.
Right.
But somebody's stuck with that contract for 2 years. And first-round contracts, I don't know, like, you know, as far as our listeners go, I don't know how deep you've dove into how much they make. But, I mean, even the 30th overall pick, like, they're still getting a pretty decent payday out of the deal.
The draft just is so weak. It's just like... Even the one pick isn't even like.
That's
what
I'm saying. He could have a chance of actually getting drafted.
He might. I mean, it helps his dad's obviously LeBron, and that's the only reason why he's even being mentioned. Obviously,
right.
I mean, it's not skill or anything. I mean, he averaged like 2 points a game. You know, shot like 30%.
If he's just like a second round pick for Philadelphia, and
because I don't even know if the Lakers have a pick. To be honest, I still think they're suffering the AD stuff.
Probably.
I mean, I don't even know if they.
I mean, they gave away their picks for years. When they got him, they gave away years worth of picks.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Phoenix Suns gave away picks for years.
For Bradley Beal.
I mean, you got to think, there's three teams in the league right now that hold all of the picks. essentially, because they're pick hoarders.
Yeah, Lakers got a second round pick, but their first round is owned by the Pelicans. You know, that'll receive the pick. Yep. It, you know, because
Houston owns a lot of them.
Yep.
Oklahoma City.
They don't have their own first round draft pick till the 26th draft, the Lakers.
Dang. Maybe they'll tank and get the Boozer Boys. I mean, that's their only thing. And I think San Antonio's stocked up on a few picks as well, which granted, some of those were from Charlotte, in which they're all top 10 protected.
I think the Thunder are loaded with picks, too. Oh, yeah. I mean,
they got like 20.
Yeah. That's, and the Knicks, I think, as well. I think they have 11. I mean, so, I mean, what if the Knicks decide, hey, let's get Bronny, bring LeBron to Madison Square Garden,
exactly.
Pay him
you
with Brunson.
Exactly. Bronny, and then LeBron comes, and yeah. LeBron, I mean, yeah, he's old, but he's still producing.
I mean, there were rumors about it for the trade deadline. Well, with the Knicks just...
Can he just go in there and tell Mitchell Robinson, be like, hey, you're not wearing the number 23 anymore?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what I would do.
For sure.
The Knicks would be like, dude...
That guy's cost me so much money.
Mitchell Robinson would probably be in the trade. Because you'd have to give up, you know, most of your guys, except anybody not named Brunson, is going to be in that trade.
Man, imagine Bronny throwing a lob to Bron.
Be sick.
Nah.
That's all we want to see. That's all we want to see.
That's all you want to see? That's all you want to see.
He can retire.
Or LeBron throwing to Bronny, kicking it for three. I mean,
Bronny can get up there.
He was the last father-son to play in the league. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in that. That's the only talking point there is besides where Kinect's going to go. I mean, I don't really care about this draft at all.
Has there ever been a father-son play at the same time in the NBA?
I'm sure. I mean, there's got to be. The Barrys, Rick Barry and
I know LeBron.
Sure.
LeBron has played.
I mean, it's happened in baseball.
Duos.
I know the Griffey's.
The Griffey's played.
Yeah. So.
So they've had a few that have come close. Gerald Wilkins and his son Damian. His dad's last game was February 17th, 99. Son's game was November 3rd. So 5 years apart. Kenyon and Kenyon Jr. were 5 years apart. Dale and Steph, they were 7 years apart. These aren't even close. 8 years between Patrick Ewing and his son. Glenn Robinson and Glenn Robinson III is 9 years. Like, I'm looking for, like, I opened this article expecting, like, within, like, a year or two of each other. Like, the closest one is 5 years.
That's what makes Brian the GOAT. Tell him, Brett.
I mean, I don't know what else to say about GOAT James.
My Lord, I forgot how ugly Tim Hardaway was.
Tim Hardaway?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Why are you
That's
hating
so
on Tim?
All right, so we've done
he had that killer crossover, man, between the legs.
You really brought this upon us. Okay. All right, Jack. He is not the GOAT just because he lasted a little bit longer and
his
knees hasn't blown out.
A little bit longer.
I'm sorry.
7 years.
I'm sorry. How many championships does Michael have? Do we want to do this again?
This again, Brett.
We could do this again.
This again.
We know the number, Marcus.
Is he six for six? Is he undefeated in the finals?
How many times did he play two top 12 players?
Is he undefeated in the finals? How many times? What are you talking about?
What happens when you play Steph and Kevin Durant
in
the finals? Anyone's losing to that team.
Get him, Jack.
Anyone's losing
to
that team. Who is LeBron's second best player in 2018? J.R. Smith? Yeah, look what he did.
J.R. Smith?
Exactly.
That was the second best player in 2018.
Who was it? Tell me who it was.
I have to go back and look.
You find
that
out.
Probably saw Kevin Love at that time.
Kyle Korver. Yeah.
Hey, Kyle Korver was
Tristan Thompson.
Did he win it in 2018?
No, he didn't win it. That's my point. Is that he had nobody?
Yeah. He's never had it. The only way you're going to win is if you have good players on your team.
Right, that's what I'm telling you.
Such a bad thing to lose.
And yet,
in the
somehow, he'll still go to the finals and still lose with good players.
He was in
when?
The Western Conference Finals
in
last
Miami.
Year. Year 20.
In
Marcus.
Miami, did
year
he win every
20,
time in
Marcus,
Miami?
Marcus, year
I'm
20.
Sorry, did he lose to the Mavs?
Year 20.
He beat the Mavs, right? In
year
your mind?
20. My goodness.
Vince Carter, if we're going by longevity, Vince Carter is the greatest of all
why
time.
Did LeBron,
why
did
LeBron? Yeah, if we're going based off longevity.
They played the same amount of years.
Why did Jordan only
Vince
go to
Carter averaged like 7 points a game his last year.
Why did Jordan only go to six?
Because he took some time to play some baseball for his dad because he loved his father.
Couldn't make
I'm
it
so
matter.
Sorry.
Please,
that he,
please,
you know,
Isaiah
please.
Thomas owned him. Sorry.
He owned him?
Yeah, he did.
He owned him.
Not for the
Michael,
last 10 years of his career.
Michael Jordan literally kept him off the Olympics team. That's how much Michael owned him. He said, hey, I don't want him on the Olympics.
A great point.
And they were like, all right, Michael.
Must have been hard beating the Jazz with Hornacek.
Yeah,
and,
Michael,
and
we'll do what you
John
say, Michael.
Stockton. little dudes out there running
What's
around.
That quote? You trying to act like John Stockton isn't one of the best players to ever be in the NBA? Are you kidding me right now?
Comparing him to Steph, who LeBron had to deal with? LeBron had to deal with Steph.
Did you?
And I know you know who's better in that scenario.
Between Steph and Stockton?
Yes. And don't you dare say it.
He's
Do
gonna
not
say,
Marcus,
say
don't
it.
Say
He's
it.
Gonna you
say
know it. That's so wrong.
Don't say it.
You're trying to look me in the eye and act like John Stockton wasn't one of the greatest.
That's
on
not
the
what
court.
I asked
That's
you.
Not what he asked, man.
You're going to look at me and act like he's not one of the greatest.
He is one of the greatest, but he's not better than Steph.
Oh, you're going out there saying, oh, the little scrawny white guy out of the court, you think... What are you talking about?
A little harder dealing with Steph Curry shooting from 40 than it is Stockton running pick and roll with Malone.
He hit the three just as much. What are you talking about?
Not as much as Steph Curry?
You're insane.
He broke Reggie's record in like 8 years. Ray Allen.
Ray Allen?
He broke his records.
Oh, he broke the record. I thought you were trying to act like... This is insane of you two.
No,
this
please.
Is insane of you two. Michael is the GOAT and you know it.
Man, he'll just never learn, Marcus.
I'll never learn.
Man
I'll
played
16 learn.
Years and only went to 6 finals.
Did he win them all, though?
You act like losing the finals is a bad thing.
Do you know that John Stockton's grandfather?
You're the first loser. You're the first loser you lose in the finals.
Is it better to lose first round or in the NBA finals?
I'd rather lose in the first round than get to the finals and lose.
Are you
what?
Serious? You're
yes.
crazy.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, let's go back to this last week, and I'd rather got my ass beat on the golf course than finish like I did.
Oh, my gosh.
But at least you can still say that you had a hard-fought game, and you came so close.
By the way, we found out Tim was the one to just edge out to beat you.
See,
he was listening.
Do you see how
yesterday.
Unhappy he is from hearing that? I disagree. I think if he got
you
blown out,
he wouldn't
care as much.
He was listening
but,
yesterday.
But to
It'd
learn
be more
that,
embarrassing for him if he got blown out.
I don't think so.
If you didn't show up, that's embarrassing. At least he had the gall and the competitiveness to come in second.
But to find out that you lose on the last shot from, like, does that not...
See,
you lose on a buzzer beater. That's just how basketball
yeah,
goes
like,
sometimes.
Yeah,
and
like
you,
last
and then
night.
You get to watch them cry on the court. Like, that's such a sad look for those men.
By the way, did you know that John Stockton's grandfather was on a team that won the NFL championship in
really?
1926?
Oh, wow.
Also, we're talking about longevity.
He was the member of the Frankfurt Yeller Jackets.
Yeller Jackets?
Campbell County just came out.
If we're talking about longevity as well, then clearly Adam Vinatieri is the GOAT of all time because he lasted until he had gray hair. Is that what you think? You last long, you're the best to ever do it?
It adds to it, that's for sure.
Well, in his mind, Mahomes is still better than the Brady, and Brady went for 25 years.
I'm not agreeing on that one.
I'm just saying, like, I'm going based on his argument.
He's way ahead of Brady's pace.
He is not.
He is.
My
what
goodness.
Do you mean?
He
Y'all.
Is not.
He's not ahead of Brady's pace right now for Super Bowls, AFC championships. He's been to every single AFC championship he's been in the league, Marcus.
You're
he's
insane.
He's going to go again.
You're insane.
By the way, Why that team insane? That he played on, the Yeller Jackets, is now the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow. You said 1926?
Yeah, back before you had a Super Bowl or anything like that, the NFL had the Frankfurt Yeller Jackets.
Before the Great Depression. That's crazy.
Yeah. Before the Dust Bowl. Yeah. And they picked up the rabbits by their tails.
History doesn't matter to this man.
Y'all ever seen those videos during the Dust Bowl? They just trapped the bunnies because there was such an infestation of them. They just pick them up by the tail, take a little club, sling it behind their head, pick up another one.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Have you never seen that?
No.
What did the
I got in trouble
do?
In high school because I laughed at the dead rabbits.
Oh, my gosh.
Were they just eating all the plants?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like they needed the plants. Dang. The bunnies were eating all the plants. What was the only way to get rid of them? Club them.
Jeez.
I got in trouble in my high school history class.
What?
Like, we were crying, laughing in the back of the room because of what we were seeing. Called up to the principal's office. Was it really that funny? I just didn't say anything. Because there's no right answer in that situation.
No.
If you say no, they know you're lying. If you say yes, they're going to try to get you counseling. So I just didn't say anything.
That's crazy.
My goodness. Stay with us. The most controversial segment in all of Fan Run Radio coming up next. Mark the Tape with Marcus Young right here on Fan Run Radio.
Segment at Fan Run Radio. Mark the Tape with Marcus Young.
The G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio. It's top the most controversial segment at all of Fan Run Radio. Mark the Tape with Marcus Young. Marcus!
Hello. There's something going on over there, and I don't know what it is, Jack.
He's watching those Bowl rabbit thing.
The Club and the Rabbits.
The Club and the Rabbits.
Oh.
It's pretty graphic.
I love seeing Jake so happy, honestly.
What do you got, Marcus?
Going over uniforms since the Houston Texans decided to drop theirs, I've decided I'm going to rank in order of what I think is the best and the worst. What we know up to this point, Houston, Denver, the Jets, the Lions, I'm not including the Browns. The Browns just changed their face mask color from like a gray to back to white.
So you're just ranking four of them.
So... to me, the Browns, if anything, they'd be in the middle because they're just it doesn't change anything for me. Okay. It does look nicer. I'll give them credit. But it just doesn't move any needles for me compared to the other uniforms.
Thank God for the cough button.
So we'll start with what I think is the worst, personally.
They're literally picking these things up in like buckets and just slinging them.
Thank you. I'm going to start with what I think is personally the worst. Or should we start with the best? Because the worst will get me more controversial, probably.
Sure.
Ooh, yeah.
We'll start with the best. The Detroit Lions, number one. Their home jerseys and away jerseys are slick. They look a lot like the old school that we were used to back with the Barry Sanders era. I like it. I prefer the white number on the home jersey. I do like the little addition of the silver lining around it. I think that looks nice.
Yeah.
Doesn't take away from it. The shoulders look great. That was another thing that I thought they improved on. And their third jersey optioned with the black and their Honolulu blue. I actually think it looks really good, especially with that blue helmet.
Yeah,
I'm actually here for it. I hope they don't wear it all the time.
Do you imagine Marcus in the Dust Bowl?
I don't know even what we're talking about, if I'm honest with you. So
you would be clubbing them for sure.
You don't feel there the blacks.
I'm not a violent person. I don't attack animals.
See, they
so
look
really
too
wouldn't.
Much Panthers to me.
I was
going to
say
lions,
those black ones
the black
are
Panthers.
Giving Panthers, but yeah, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, I understand. Like they are obviously similar colors. Like the Honolulu blue is a different blue, but it's a similar shade.
Yeah.
But I don't hate it. I'm not against it. But I don't think they're going to wear it as much as they will just the classic jerseys. Like,
right.
They look too good. In second place, only because they only did some minor changes compared to what they had. The New York Jets, they changed up the sleeves. The black jersey with the black helmet, I'm here for that one. Doesn't look too bad.
Yeah.
But their home jersey clearly is the best one, specifically green jersey, white pants with the green stripe down it. I'm not into the same tone for the... I'm the same with the Vols. I would much rather have, unless it's an away jersey, if you're at home, home jersey on top, white pants on the bottom. I think that looks the cleanest. I don't like all orange. I don't like all green for the Jets. I just think it's a little too much. But it does look good. I'd give them a second place so far up to this point. In third place of the four.
This is tough.
So the second worst is the Broncos. And the reason why they're getting third place is because of the alternate jersey, their throwback. The jersey that should be their home jersey, that they should just go back to that. Because that blue helmet with the Denver D and the horse coming out of it is so, so sick. It looks great. And that type of orange looks really, really good. It's a great, great matchup. They should wear it all the time. They won't, but they should.
Just too many combinations, though. I like just having like the three. Like the Lions only have three jerseys. Why do you need like eight jerseys?
Well, for the Broncos,
pants are different. The white, the orange, the blue, just too much going on.
Could you imagine Brett in the Dust Bowl?
So that would be of their jerseys. That's the best reason why they're third. But to go over the rest of them, I don't like the white helmet on the navy blue. I think it just takes too much away from it because it's a white helmet with the white logo. It just feels weird. I don't think it's going to look good on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind their, as they're calling it, the sunset orange. The shoulders give a weird feel. I'm not the biggest fan of it. You mentioned Indiana or Illinois.
Yeah.
When I look at their away jersey, I get Virginia Tech. It makes me, or not Virginia Tech, but Virginia, the Cavaliers. It gives me more of a vibe of them than it does Illinois.
Well, and those white helmets with the Bronco on it, like white as well, like Jack mentioned, looks too much Boise State to me.
So I don't hate
but
them.
Both the Broncos,
they aren't the worst, but they're definitely not great. Like they don't excite me at all, except for the throwback. And then to me, the worst one, which was dropped today, and I hate looking at it.
It was just one that was bad to me.
All of them.
You didn't like any of them?
The only one that I was going to be okay with until I saw the back of the jersey was their classic home with the navy. Like it's a slight change to their home jersey. It's not too much change. I like that one. But then I found out that on the back, despite having a white number in the center, their name on the back is going to be red.
Right.
Which looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
The number and the name should be the same color.
I got you.
I just think that stands out in a weird way, and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Their away jersey, it's okay, I guess.
Right.
Doesn't look terrible. I don't understand the sleeves, though, like the weird horns that they have. That's another thing. I don't like your alternate jersey can be different, but your home and away should be the same, just inverse with white in your main color. Why do you have a different sleeve for your away jersey and your home jersey? That's weird.
It's just
dumb.
I don't think it's weird.
Like the Falcons.
I hate it. The Preds do it, and I don't like that either. I would much rather have your home jersey and your away jersey be the same, just inversed, mm-hmm. and your third jersey be a different style. To me, the Preds, like, they have the gold shoulders and on the white aways, and then their home is just pure gold. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna do that, have the white on top, anyway, that's a personal feeling. I don't like that. The all red third jersey that they have, too much red. I think they're stealing the horn from the Vikings on that helmet. Their second helmet is all red with a blue bull horn coming out of it, like the Vikings do for their helmets. I think you're just copying them.
Mm-hmm.
If that was a red helmet on like a navy uniform or vice versa, like.
And they might alternate it throughout. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But then we get to the worst thing that they have. They have an arena football jersey to throw in their H-Town, their their Houston baby blue that they want to throw in there.
I'm actually laughing at that, not the Rapids anymore.
Their jersey looks awful. So you have a navy blue red number with the blue trace around it. You have the H-Town helmet that looks like you stole it from the Roughnecks of the XFL. It looks like you're an arena football team. You look
Wait
like
till they
garbage.
Wear them and smoke the Titans in them.
They're gonna. Why are you doing this?
Talk to them, Brett.
It's gonna be glorious.
Why are you
They're
doing
gonna
this?
Wear them, beating the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yeah, dream on.
Dream on.
I hate them, and it's not because it's a rival. Like
it kind of is.
Like I think Jacksonville, after switching back to what they have now, like their more modern uniforms, I think they did that last year. Those look good. They look more like what they looked like in the past. I think Jacksonville actually are bringing back
like
the new logo.
Teams having four or five different uniforms, or you just want like give me a white, give me a dark, you know, kind of thing.
I
understand for Thanksgiving, like going out something like
I
special
like
or like you know when they do the tribute to cancer, or, you know, something like
sure.
that. You know,
I like three. I like having a home, an away, and
an alternate. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah,
I don't think you need four. That's why I don't like the Titans having. Like they technically have four.
They've announced like the combinations for the Titans. They just haven't shown the actual like uniforms yet, right?
Technically, with the throwback, we have four now. So you
they're
have,
still getting the old Oilers, right?
Yeah, so you have the navy blue, you have the baby blue, you have the away jersey, and then you have the Oilers.
Yeah.
I'd rather just get rid of the baby blue one.
Right.
I prefer the navy blue with the accents of
those are nice.
The baby blue.
Yeah.
I think of Steve McNair, like my favorite combination we ever had, we barely wore it, which hurt, was the white pants. Like I'm talking before we made the jersey change.
Yeah.
The white pants with the navy blue and then the blue on top of the shoulders. That was a beautiful look. That was with Steve McNair. Eddie George looked great. And then like recently they were like, oh, we're going all navy blue or we're going all powder blue.
Yeah, it looks like the Titans are going to have four options this year. Yeah. Titans navy blue, Titans white, Oilers light blue throwbacks, and the Titans Columbia blue.
Yeah, the Columbia blue is what they call it. Yeah, I mean, I'm good with the Oilers. I love the Oilers jersey. There's a part of me that wishes that we could.
Says, as for Oilers white away uniforms, nothing is in the works.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
That could be good.
Unless they can convince a team to let them like wear the home jersey.
Yeah.
Like, that jersey with their home jersey if it doesn't clash too much.
Right.
Which is possible. I could definitely see some teams doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We've argued that with Tennessee and Alabama. I'd love to see us play orange and crimson. The only the only reason they did the jerseys like that was because of the black and white TV.
Which one of Levis's grass stains going to look best on since he's going to be getting off the ground so much?
less noticeable would be the dark blue, I would imagine. I mean,
hopefully when you draft Joe Alt come Thursday night, like all that'll be taken care of.
I'm sick and tired of offensive linemen getting drafted in the first round.
Here we go.
What do you want them to do?
Yeah.
Brock Bowers.
Brock
Give me Brock Bowers.
Oh my god, the tight
Marcus is mad.
I missed a call because of you.
Good.
All right.
It was Joe Alt calling, man. He heard you.
And I don't want to talk to him.
Here we go. Brock Bowers should not be drafted by the Titans. If you draft him at 7, you're setting yourself up for even more failure. It doesn't make any sense. You need a tackle because
whether it's Alt or the other guy, you got to take one of the two.
Because if you think Will Levis is the guy, you got to be able to prove it by getting him on the field and staying upright.
Yeah,
you can't do that with Brock Bowers.
Agree.
Brock Bowers ain't blocking nobody.
No. Nope.
Now he's gonna answer the phone.
Yeah, somebody.
He is not happy.
You think they're calling in to talk about the Dust Bowl and the Jackrabbits?
Who knows what they're calling to talk about?
My guess is they're probably talking about the Lakers not getting it done again for 2 nights.
Who we got?
In a row. Before we go to them, I just want to say real quick, you're insane if you want Brock Bowers as a Tennessee Titan. I'm sorry.
I want Brock Bowers
without having a full.
I will cheer for the Titans if they draft or if they draft Brock Bowers.
If you have a legitimate left tackle, then sure, go for it. But you don't have that. You don't have a legitimate left tackle.
You need a guy there for 10, 12 years. At least you hope.
I'd take someone for 2 years.
You need Brock
Bowers. I haven't even had that.
You need
Brock
Bowers.
They've slowly started piecing the line back together, and if you can just put Alt on that end right there to go with Skoronski and then the guy they got from, was it Seattle or Cushenberry, whatever his name is?
He came from Denver.
Denver, yeah. So it's a good
– Just
– We'll see.
Give me Joe Alt.
Well, we're
going to
know.
Thing.
We're going to know Thursday by 9:30. 10.
Hopefully earlier than that.
The draft's not starting until like 8:30.
No, it kicks
coverage
off at
starts
8.
Like 8,
But yeah, it's going to be a late one on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
But
absolutely,
To answer your question earlier, we have Joshy Boy.
All right. Joshy Boy is next. What do you say, Joshy?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Jake, I'll give you an excused absence for missing yesterday.
Don't even start.
Yeah.
Move along with your call.
I'm just giving you a hard time, buddy. I love you. But, guys, was that Rich Bruins coaching the Lakers in the last two quarters last night? God, it feels like it.
Oh, man.
Josh,
I don't know what to say last night. Josh, it was very demoralizing, to say the least. It was hard waking up this morning.
And I took the Lakers money line live early in the first quarter last night, plus money.
It was looking good, man. They were playing really well. Got up 20. Man, you almost started complaining in your other bets with the money you were going to win off that.
Right.
Man.
But, Marcus, I think all the NHL favorites win tonight except one. I think the Predators get it done against the Canucks tonight in game two.
Yeah, I need to look and see who all plays tonight really quick to join you. I do think the Predators should steal this game tonight. They got to steal one road game.
Nashville plus 130 on
the
That's
all they got to do. Yeah, the Rangers, the Capitals.
That's Rangers easy.
I still
easy.
Believe in the Rangers. Capitals deeply, but I think the Rangers are going to win at home. I disagree on the Panthers and Lightning. I still think the Lightning are a dangerous team. And I think that's going to be a series that's going to be really fun to watch. And the Jets and the Avalanche, man, 7-6, wild score.
Yeah.
I actually think the Jets scoring seven have scored more playoff points with seven than the actual Jets in New York have. So that was quite the interesting thing. That series is going to be a seven-game series. So it wouldn't shock me if Colorado wins that, but at the same time, it wouldn't surprise me if the Jets win that too. So going home favorite all throughout except for the Preds, you said. It's not a bad look. It has been, I think, all home teams except for Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas won yesterday. Yeah.
I think every home team has won so far except for Vegas and
was
Leafs.
Islanders home last night? Or was that Carolina?
That was Carolina.
Okay. It was at Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Leafs won their game in Boston, and then the Vegas won one. So most home teams do win. It's similar to the NBA right now.
Yeah. What really intrigues me, Marcus, is if the Winnipeg Jets win tonight and it's a high-scoring game like it was game one Sunday, do the Avs make a decision and pull Georgiev, bench him, and start the other goaltender?
Yes.
They'd have to at least consider it. My thought process, if I'm the Avalanche, is, hey, we get to come back home. Let's see if our home arena gives us a little different feel. Let's see if maybe this is the spark we needed. Because there were moments, I'm going to be honest with you, where I can't remember which playoff year it was, where I thought, even Pekka, I was like, we need to go to UC. Like, he's just not getting it done right now.
I'm completely lost right now.
That's fine. But to me, if I'm the Avalanche, you consider it, but maybe you just try to see if the home ice advantage gives you a different feel.
Looking at his numbers, right. He was terrible in the regular season, their goalie. God, horrible.
Jake,
that was their weakest point.
Hold
on. Oh, no.
Jake, are you worried, Jake, that we may not be picking up a running back in the portal and we're going to be left with Dylan Sampson starting the season?
No.
What? No.
You're not?
Not worried.
Man, I'm worried as can be.
Not worried at all.
I think he's weak at the pass blocking.
Yeah, that definitely worries you, for sure.
Yeah, he's weak out of that aspect. But, I mean, here's the thing, Joshy. We talk about how much we trust Josh Heupel with skill positions. Running backs has obviously become it's become one of them for me, because as you know, we've all seen, whether you believe it or not, this team is a run first team.
Which makes it more surprising you're not going in the portal.
True, but
right.
I mean, that one guy was interested, right? I mean, the Martinez guy from Oregon State. That would have been
money.
Sign me up for that guy, man. I wish we had pursued it. I mean, whether he said yes or no, I mean,
there's nothing you can do about that, though.
Who do you guys think gets more playing time as a freshman this season, Brandon Staley or Mike Matthews?
Mike Matthews. 100%.
So he's the real deal. That's what everybody's been saying, right?
He's going to be
– just finding room for him out there.
Well, that's the thing. But, I mean, if you get him on the field, would it surprise you at all if he was just as athletic as Derrick Rogers?
No. I mean, Derrick Rogers, special man.
He was
special.
But I mean, the thing is, it's like you look at Mike Matthews, you watch his highlights, and it's like, okay, well, this guy can absolutely play. I mean, that's the big thing, is he can flat out play.
Yeah, Jake, I think the next few seasons we're going to be loaded like freshman talent. These recruiting classes, Heupel is bringing in.
Well, I mean, you got to get in the top 10, Joshy. That's something that we've, you know, kind of struggled with. I mean, getting inside of a top 10 recruiting class. Now, granted, with the transfer portal the way it is, a lot of those classes in the top 10 are going to disintegrate and go elsewhere. But, I mean, the big thing is just keeping the roster together. That's the big thing. that Josh Heupel needs to do. Joshy, we appreciate the phone call, man. We got to hit a break. Stay with us. Final segment of the program coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
Presented by SM Athletics.
Segment of the program. It is time for the G.I. Jake Show betting tracker presented by SM Athletics. Brett!
Yeah, we got, looks like we got three NBA games tonight. Got Phoenix, Minnesota. I'm going to go Phoenix in that one. Getting 3.5 as well. I don't trust the Pacers anymore after that game one. Without Giannis, I just think the Bucks are going to roll them again now. So I got the Bucks. And then Clippers impressed me against Dallas, and I don't see any reason that changing. Getting 2 points at home, too, so I like that. And then I'll do a couple NHL. I like the Preds to win tonight. I just think they played pretty well and had the lead for most of the game. So I'm going to go Preds and who else we got? I need one more. Where did it go? And then I'm going to go Rangers to roll as well. Those are my five bets.
Marcus.
Trying to figure out my fifth one. I guess I'll go NBA.
There's five hockey, right?
Four.
Oh, yeah, that's Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm going to go Rangers winning that by covering the spread 1.5. I got Tampa Bay actually upsetting the Panthers. Like I said, I just think they're going to be more dangerous than people realize. So I got Moneyline, Tampa Bay Lightning. I think Colorado's actually going to bounce back. They are the favorites right now at minus 118 to the Jets, minus 102. Mm-hmm. I got Colorado trying to really set the dominance. Mm-hmm. I have them also covering it at 1.5 goals. And then, yeah, I got Nashville winning their game. I do think they're going to bounce back. Plus 128, I like that odds. And I feel good about them being able to get that done. And I'm going to pick one game. You know what? I shouldn't. Should I?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Your Mavericks?
Yeah, I think they cover the spread at 1.5.
Yes, sir. Jack.
All right. So I believe so far through the NBA playoffs, every single home team has won. So tonight I'm taking all three away teams. I got Suns money line, the Mavericks Pacers money line, and why not the Pacers money line.
Wow.
You're crazy.
Really relying on Giannis not coming back, but we'll see. I also got over 26.5 KD points and over 19.5 Tyrese Halliburton points.
Bounce back for him, huh?
Yeah. Big time.
He's got to. They're going to win tonight.
Then that was the most clutch bet of all last year was Tyrese Halliburton 20-plus points until Vegas caught up with him.
He hasn't been the same since the in-season tournament they had.
He's really not. It's weird. But yeah. My five picks, we're going to take the Minnesota Timberwolves -3 against the Phoenix Suns. We're going to take the Pacers money line against the Bucks. The Mavericks at -1.5. Shift over to Major League Baseball. Mm. We're going to take the Red Sox -1.5 and the Atlanta Braves -1.5. That is the G.I. Jake Show betting tracker presented by SM Athletics, where you can get everything you need for your business, for your team. You got a logo, needs to go on a garment, needs to go on an accessory. We make it happen here at SM Athletics. Give us a call today at 865-966-3434 or visit us online at smathletics.com. Appreciate y'all's help today. Y'all are fantastic. I don't care what anybody says about you or how much you cheat in golf.
Yeah.
That is going to do it for us.
Hold on.
Isn't the thing supposed to be you cheat to win? And I didn't. You're claiming I cheated and I didn't even win.
You got caught. And then your, yeah, maybe you just then your morals kicked in. Yeah, your conscience kicked in.
And what do you mean, well, you don't care what people say about us?
Did you even say anything about Tim?
What's that?
Did you even say anything about Tim and his team from Harriman? Do you think they any funny business going on with them?
Maybe with Tim.
Is it because you work with him every day?
Well, I thought about making it a whole shtick and just being like,
he'll play one-on-one, you versus him, well,
I'd win
for
that.
The trophy.
I'd win that. There's no question about that. There's no question about that.
Was it hard watching him drink out of the trophy? The keg of glory?
That's going to do it for us. Thank you, Marcus.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you, Brett.
Thanks, buddy.
The Herd with Colin Cowherd coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.